Chapter 30, Location, in Lady Meander's Atmosphere. Nimbus floated to the edge of the tropopause. He had sent Lady Meander a message through Michael's secretary, Rosie, who had set up the meeting. The glowing serpent was waiting when he arrived.
"You look fantastic, incredible, Lady Meander," Nimbus said, gawking at her shimmer.
"I wish I could say the same thing about you, poor Nimbus. Oh, there appears to be a ghost at your feast."
"Excuse me?" Nimbus said, feeling the same apprehension as their last meeting with her swirling around him.
"You're sad, worried, deeply concerned, which is making your celebration of life a bummer."
Then she laughed.
"Bummer! Oh, such a marvelous word from the Americans."
I just needed someone to talk to since Michael is not available, and I can't see the forest for the trees."
"Therein lies the confusion, my dear Cumulus. What's going on?"
She stopped moving and looked directly in his eyes. Nimbus explained the whole ordeal with Ruth and Megan and was out of ideas on how to handle the situation.
"Ruth doesn't even trust me, nor will she ever."
"Oh, what makes you so sure? All she wants is someone to understand what she is facing."
"I know, but I'm not even sure. Plus, she doesn't even have a belief for me to expand on. If she was an atheist, I could start there. At least that's a belief."
"I have always been a believer in the origin of things. What was the original belief, and what was the original agreement with others? Maybe you should start there."
"Well, if she'd even talk to me," Nimbus said, starting to dissipate.
Now, pump it up, mighty cloud mass," she said, flicking her heart tongue at him. "Enough about her anyway. How are you doing?"
Lady Meander pulled back to give Nimbus some space to reinflate.
"I still want to be a human being, but no one is listening. Michael wants me to finish this last level so I can be an angel's angel. I'm not even sure I want to be or do that. I just have so many doubts about where I'm heading."
Nimbus noticed Lady Meander's intense stare.
"Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm really good at it. That is until Ruth, well, but I keep thinking there's more," and
his words drifted off. Lady Meander smiled and said,
"There really isn't more, dear, until you reach the outer edges, the end goal. The wanting more feeling comes from an accepting the presence of what you have chosen to do in the present. That's where the satisfaction comes from, and then you can expand on that. Only then can you shed that skin. If you don't fully grow into that skin, you will be wishing for this and that and this and that, and you will never feel whole. It is important that you feel the edges of the skin, because you have worked so hard to grow into it. And oh, but when you do feel those edges, that is when you will know. You will know you need to look for something new."
She paused to see if he was following her reasoning.
"But you had trouble shedding your skin," Nimbus finally said, trying to even the playing field.
"Yes, you are never too old to learn."
She sparkled and sent an energy of sweetness through Nimbus.
"So what you're saying is to finish what I started and give it my all. Until I feel the edges of my end goal?"
"Yes, darling, that's the spirit. And you know where you will end up."
The serpent turned a bright silver.
"Did I tell you? I'm working with the supernovas."
"The stars?"
"Well, yes, they soon will be stars. But it's a new British band that is sweeping the country. Could be as bright as the Beatles."
She straightened and pointed towards the British Isles.
"Come, I'll accompany you back to Port Marion. and feel free to call again at any time. I am just around the corner."
As Nimbus floated above Ruth's cottage, he watched Lady Meander glide away, sparkling and leaving what looked like glitter on her path.